Huddle. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair. Beautiful day out here for the fair. We got a couple texts into the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Someone says, Pete, you picked the Gophers 8-4 after watching their North Carolina game. I think my 6-6 is more realistic.
Realistic, maybe. Realistic. I still stick with the 8-4. The 8-4 was basically predicated. I looked at it as we take North Carolina. We had them. We had them, and we didn't take it. But that being said, yeah, so maybe we only get 7, but that's not terrible. But actually, I still stand by 8 because I think you could always get that shocker.
Yeah.
There's somebody that we could shock. Could be Iowa.
Could be.
I mean, Iowa looked okay, but it took them a long time to get
going.
They
got to play better than they did this week.
Yeah, they got to play better.
University of St. Thomas coming off a tough loss at home this week to start the football season. Glenn Caruso, head coach, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, as always, we greatly appreciate having you on the program with us, and you always win, lose, or draw, come on and have great stuff for us. So I know losing is never easy. It's always difficult, especially with the streak that you guys had going. What did you say to your team? How big of a deal is it? I know I read that, you know, you guys don't necessarily focus on those numbers and the win streaks, but what's kind of the feeling inside the program as you come off of that first week loss?
Well, we simply, and by the way, thanks for having me on. Love being on. But, you know, we simply didn't play well. I would say it's one of the worst games, certainly one of the worst openers that we played in. It just wasn't, it wasn't us, and that's our own fault. But the opportunity to respond is our choice, right? So yeah, regarding the streak, I mean, we're aware of it. We don't ignore it. We've had two or three that are in that 20-plus game, whether it's conference win streak, whether it's home game win streak, whatever it might be. But I think the reason why you get to be able to stack win on top of win is because you focus on the process. And you know what I told the team afterwards is there have been a lot of times where we might go into the locker room the day after a win and we're still not entirely happy, right? I mean, no one likes to lose, I get it, but we do focus on the process and are we doing the right thing the right way. There are times where you can win and still not do the right thing the right way. So what I love about football, Pete, I love that what you see is who you are, and it gives you a chance to respond. And I say that when we win, and I say it when we lose, and that's how I think we've been consistent over, you know, two decades.
Coach, it was a tough game for the defense, and I'm just curious, did that surprise you, or did you expect Sioux Falls to have the kind of offense that they had? Camden Dean, the quarterback, had a great game, 65 yards rushing, 189 yards passing. He played very, very well. Is there something defensively that you're concerned about, or is it something that they can move on, because Northern Iowa is going to be a very difficult opponent as well?
Yeah, Northern Iowa is, I mean, they're a phenomenal football program, not just now, but historically. They're big, they're athletic, they're strong. Going back to last week, I think it's probably less a function. I mean, at the end of the day, when you go into halftime, and we've been in this situation, I would say, several dozen times. You go into halftime, and with all of the things that you left on the table, in my opinion, on the offensive side, it's still a 3-point, 4-point game, right, at halftime. It's 4-point game, 11-7. So I think part of the function of what happened on defense was probably more a result of the offense not being able to keep the defense off the field. In the first half, we defended 42 plays, and that's just unacceptable. And that's not, put it this way, that is not our MO. That's not how we've done things around here. And eventually, I mean, you know how it is playing defense. Eventually a team's going to be able to lean on you and wear on you if you're out there that many times. When you're on offense, there's not a whole lot of bad things that can happen, right? You punt the ball when things go bad. When you're on defense, it's pretty much only bad things that can happen unless you're great. So the offense needs to do a better job of complementing and keeping the defense off the field and fresh. And certainly you got to give credit to, you know, they're a very talented team. They got some neat playmakers, and that quarterback did a great job on Thursday night.
Glenn Caruso joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Coach Michael Rosberg, 9-22 for 100 yards, had an interception. What do you take away from that day? And you almost had, seems a little bit like you have a two-quarterback system there, at least using him and Tataka. I hope I said his name right. Is that going to be the way that this goes, or do you see one kind of leading the way over the other?
Yeah, and Michael did come in for TAC and really nice job with, I would say, limited reps. And by the time that Michael was in the game was different. It had shifted, and he was facing some coverages that we didn't face early on for obvious reasons because it was later in the game. But it's not planned to be a two-quarterback system necessarily. I mean, we'd like to be able to have one guy who can do it and the other guy who can back him up. But for where we are right now, we were not operating the way we needed to at the quarterback position, so we made that switch, and we're going to continue to keep searching for who that guy is that can do it. Now, Tack played for us as a true freshman last year, played in six games, did pretty good, and Michael is that. Those were his first reps of college football. Came in from Fargo, Shanley, Gatorade Player of the Year, and redshirted last year. So Michael's been really impressive. I had no issue at all. He just, he needs to get banked game day reps. And you could see as the game went on, he got better and more comfortable. Put us on a nice 2-minute drive with maybe a minute 20 left in the game. And those are all things that when you're playing with young guys, you need to get them game day experience. And that was experience for Michael.
Well, I'll tell you, Jacob Wildermuth had a great game. 5 catches, 70 yards, had a touchdown. Why is that a kid? Just impressive. And Michael is going to be looking for him, I think, into the future a lot for you, Coach. That's going to be great. The running game surprised me, the difficulty getting in the running game going. That was a little bit surprising. I love your running back, Gabriel Abel, but he just wasn't. Was it the holes? Was he not seeing the holes, or was the offensive line struggling a little bit in this game, or what do you think you would credit to the lack of an ability to run the football?
Well, I think it's a lot of things, right? When you lose a game, there's so many things, least for us, that go wrong to do it. I think was not happy with how well the offensive line played generally. At times we played okay, and then maybe two of the guys played what I would consider to be a college football game, and the other three did not. And whether or not the guys are young, it doesn't matter. You're playing on a big boy football program. So part of it was that, and part of it was credit. It was a pretty, when the rain started coming in, it made it a little tougher to throw the football. They were playing their safeties very, very low, and they were getting numbers in the box. And I think Coach Glow and those guys did a really good job. I mean, there were a lot of numbers that were in there. So I also think part of it was on the coaching staff. We need to do a better job of committing to the run game. You've seen us for 15, 18 years, right? You know the recipe. It's run the football. It's flow sequentially with the play actions and the boots in the pass game off of the run game. And it's play good defense, and that's been the MO for a long time. That did not happen. And so it's a lot of things, certainly the old line, the least of which I would say is the actual running backs finding the hole. But we got to commit to that, and we got to be able to establish that better if we want to be who we think we are.
Glenn, I got 10 seconds. I want to know what it's like coaching your son, Cade, on the roster this year.
Professional highlight, and could not even imagine it's that awesome. And Cade is not in the two deep. He's freshman. But the fact that he works the way that our program was foundationally built on, I mean, we raise our kids the same way we raise our team, and it's an absolute blessing.
Hey, we appreciate you. Thanks, as always, for giving us the time.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Have a great Sunday, guys. Be good.
You too.
You too. Glenn Caruso, head coach of the University of St. Thomas.
He's great, man.
Football
I love
team.
Him.
Honestly, I mean,
I love the dude.
He's... I've never left a conversation with Glenn Caruso not ready to run through a wall.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, just the coach of all coaches. He's always ready.
I'd love to play for him, man.
Thank you all so much for joining us at the fair today.
Thank
we
you,
loved
guys.
It. Everybody have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.